Hey family, here's another podcast from the 98.5 Breakfast Show with Kirsty and Dan.
Oh, that's us, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes, we are on Brekkie with Kirsty and Dan, and some of you obviously know a bit of the family, have moved on from 98.5 and spread their wings and gone across the
country. They with Jesus?
No.
Why do you make it sound like they're dead?
No, he's not dead. He's definitely not dead. Look, we've been hearing about all the things going on over in Brisbane with the terrible flooding, and we are now joined this morning from a station over there, a sister station, 96.5. It's Tim Bain. Good morning,
Tim. Hey, guys. Coming live from the Sunshine State over here. I mean, which is actually what we're experiencing this morning. I've got to be honest, it's a beautiful blue-skied, sparkling sunshine day, which is in stark contrast to what we experienced over the weekend.
Yeah.
So the authorities were calling it, guys, a rain bomb.
Yes.
I don't know if you've heard of this one before, but it's a rain bomb. Which means essentially we just got a whole lot of water dumped on the city in the course of 3 days.
Wow.
Now,
that is wild.
They're saying, and I don't know if you guys know much about, rainfall and average rainfall. So we got a thousand millimetres in 3 days. Okay, so just to put that in context, Perth's annual rainfall over there, guys, in WA, is 790 mils. So we got 1,000 mils in just 3 days.
That's insane. So it's no wonder when we're seeing all the footage of houses underwater because the river, obviously where Brizzy is, has just gotten out of control.
1,000 mils, Kirsty, is a metre.
I know it's a metre.
Okay, good. I don't know if you're familiar with your conversions.
Thanks, Dan. I appreciate it.
That's insane. Are you okay, Tim?
Yeah, how are you guys going?
Look, we've all experienced quite a bit. I mean, it's actually quite shocking seeing the effects because I live like pretty in a city kind of vibe.
Yeah.
So there's lots of hills and that means that there's lots of creeks as well at the low points. And we saw some like just creeks flowing insane amounts of water. Now, I went on Saturday. I went down to, we were driving down to Suncorp Stadium, which is the equivalent of the big new stadium, Optus Stadium there.
Yep.
Yeah.
And so, you know where they hold the derby and stuff? We don't have Fremantle and West Coast. We've got like the state of origin. So that's kind of happens over here. I know you don't really care about the state of origin. But right next to it, I was down there and we were pushing a car out of the water, Kirsty. And we pushed it up to high ground, right?
Yeah.
Then the next day, like within less than 24 hours later, I saw that where we pushed it off to safety, it actually had gone straight over the top of that roof's car, the car's
wow.
roof.
Wow.
It was just
That's
amazing.
Crazy.
So cars were getting...
Yep.
Oh. Oh, that's it. He's disappeared.
Phone's gone to sleep again.
Okay. Well,
Tim,
wake up. Wake up, Tim.
Look, maybe we'll throw him a song and see if we can come back.
It's Tim Bain from 96.5 in Brisbane, just sharing a bit of what's going over there in Brisbane with the flooding. We'll try and get him back on the Brekkie Show. You are with Kirsty and Dan for Brekkie, and we are still joined. We've got him back. It's Tim Bain from Brisbane's 96.5 radio station over in Brizzy, telling us all about what's going on over in Brisbane with the flooding. Now, Tim, how are you guys coping in terms of the station itself? Have you experienced any issues with this flooding?
Well, over the weekend, we were cut off entirely. We saw like little creeks that are normally just little creeks become absolute gushing rivers and going over the top of roads. So we were essentially, everyone was cut off from driving around Brisbane altogether because there's just so many hills and valleys. So, it made it very difficult and we had to do broadcasts from home with dodgy microphones and fun internet connections. But we're very grateful that we've got access again as the waters have started to recede.
Yeah.
So today it's a nice and sunny day. So we're hoping that it's going to be, the cleanups has certainly started in some areas.
Yeah.
However, we've still got some staff that are affected. My boss, by the way, our general manager, his suburb's completely, entirely cut off from the rest of Brisbane.
Wow.
And he just got power back on last night, apparently. So it's been days. But there's still, like, you know, 20 or 30,000 people still without power. And even down in, like, just the southern suburbs of Brisbane, in Logan there, their floods have peaked this morning. So although we saw all the rain come across the weekend, the floods, like the flooding in the rivers, they just kind of have been rising up recently. So it's still a long way to go here.
Oh, goodness.
Gosh, the cleanup's going to be massive.
Absolutely. And we need some good news.
Yes.
You got any good news stories, Tim?
Anything's come out of it that's been good?
This is the thing. When we hit increased moments of pressure and struggle in life, the hard times come, but so too does the power of community. We have the power to bring a great change, and there's such a spirit of camaraderie, of support, of compassion with one another. We've got neighbours helping neighbours. You know, we've got restaurants down the road kind of going, hey, we'll throw on free meals for you. You know, bring your chargers down and charge up your devices. The meals are on the house. We'll fire it up. We've got churches becoming drop-in centres for people who don't have a home, and they're saying, hey, just sleep here, you know, large spaces like that. They've got counsellors set up. It's a really remarkable sign. I mean, there's been so many crazy things that we've seen. We've seen quad bikes, get this, hanging in power lines 4 metres up.
What?
Like, that's insane. We've had people on kayaks rescuing cows off of roofs. I mean, some of the stuff is just mind-blowing and shocking, but equally, the community comes on board and are just going over and above. I mean, there was like a Coles down in one suburb who they just spent every bit of their ingredients to make extra breads so that they could ship them off down to the drop-in center down the road just to get bread out to people who don't have any food anymore. So it really is remarkable. There's a lot of cleanup happening. People getting there, you know. Oh, and the other thing is the mud army. So in 2011, when the floods came through, the mayor said, hey, sign up for the mud army. And all these volunteers came along. And now we've got the mud army 2.0. So people are signing up for that. They're enlisting into the army, ready to get their hands dirty and ready to just get in there and make Brisbane beautiful again.
Oh, look, well, we have appreciated you letting us know how it is over there. And we've got to go now, but all the very best for the cleanup and for everyone over there in Brisbane. We are thinking of you here in Perth, and make sure you just go and find out what that musty smell is, Tim, before it comes out again. Okay?
These announcers around here, I can't trust them.
Oh.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate your time. All the best.
Thanks, Tim.
Well, there you have it, family. Another Breakfast Show podcast. If you loved it, you can always check out the 98.5 website, 98five.com.
Or you can even just tune in live.